catfish, and there's all kinds. I don't know all the names. Crappie and what else? Let me think. There's another one I can't think of though. I think they catch bass. I can't think of all the names. There's about four or five.
What do you call the things that pearls grow in?
Oysters.
The things that make a noise around a pond at night.
I guess a frog.
How about the big ones that make a loud noise?
A bullfrog.
Do you know what you call the little ones that you might hear, like that are up in the trees? Any names for you?
Frog? In tree? How they get in a tree?
There's a kind called tree frog. Do you know
that? I've heard of them, but I don't know how they get.
I've never seen it. I don't know. How about it looks sort of like a frog, but it's brown, and people say it will give you warts if you touch it.
I guess. Do they call it a toad? Is that the kind? Okay.
How about the things that people dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
You know any types of worms? Any earth? Do you know the name earthworm or redworm?
Yeah, earthworm. I never heard of redworm, I don't believe.
How about the thing that it's got a hard shell and it takes its head and its legs in and out of its shell?
A turtle.
Yeah. Do you think of that in the water or on the land?
On the land.
Have you ever heard of anything called a terrapin?
No, but I've heard of a tortoise.
Tortoise, right. Something like a, this is something that you find in freshwater streams. It's sort of like a lobster, except it isn't. I mean, you find it like a stream. It's got claws on it.
A crawdad?
Crawdad, right. Very good. And this is a type of seafood that it's got a, people eat it different ways, fried.
Lobster.
Okay, lobster's one. And then another one that people hold it by the tail, like they'll have it fried, and when you eat it, you know, you hold it by the tail and then you don't eat
it. Oh, shrimp.
Right. If you were going to buy it, you'd go to the store and say, I need 4 pounds of
shrimp.
This is insects. Now, like a lot of times at night, there'll be an insect that fly around the light. It has white wings.
What's the name of it?
Mm-hmm. It's just a common thing, you know, like, do you know, have you ever heard of anything called a miller? Do you know?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like a moth?
Right.
Is that
right,
the same thing?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I think
a moth is what I...
You call it a moth, not a miller.
Okay. No, I've heard of it, but I don't call it
miller. But you wouldn't call it.
Uh-uh.
Okay, now if there were several of those, if you were using the word moth and there were several around, you'd say there were several
moths.
Right. How about the thing that's got flies around? It's another bug. Flies around with a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Now this is something, this is an insect that you'll see around the pond. And some people call it a dragonfly.
Oh, I've seen it, but I don't know what they call it.
Do you know anything called a snake doctor or a snake feeder? Does that sound familiar?
I've always thought they were dragonflies.
You just know dragonflies. Okay. Just name for me some kinds of insects insects that might sting you.
Well, some flies do. Horse flies do.
Mm-hmm.
And bees and mosquitoes.
Along the lines of bees, anything else that are sort of like bees that might sting?
A certain type, like wasp or bumblebee,
right.
Yellow jacket.
Right. Okay. Which is the worst to sting, a wasp or a yellow jacket?
Yellow jacket.
It's worse than a wasp?
I think. I don't know. I've been stung by a little bit of everything.
Have you been stung by a wasp?
Uh-huh.